Mary was the first human person. Was Jesus a human person? Was Jesus a human person? Was Mary a human person?
Yes.
How many persons were there in Mary?
One.
How many persons in Jesus?
One.
That's more. Sorry. How many natures in Christ? How many persons in Christ? Thank you. Is the age profession of faith was in other words, we had various creeds. This is the Catholic creed of our faith in the real presence. Thank you. Don't mind. I'll go over your Eucharistic creed. I will make a short comment. And of course, I trust you did not. Inside a book. You see this? Now, sisters, remember, our morning classes this week are on the sacrament of penance. I thought we talked about a particular examen, right, sisters? And, of course, we could talk for many hours on that subject. I thought, no, I would speak on a sinful past and the prospect of holiness, a sinful past and the prospect of holiness. And sisters, he did not finish. Sisters, when we do this, let me bring my notes this afternoon, and the first 10 minutes you will finish, okay? And what are you telling me? He did not finish?
No. We did not understand the word fast.
Father, we did not understand the title.
Oh, the title of what I'm... Oh. Scusi.
Yeah, I think you need to put closer. It's very happy. Your hand gets...
The title is A Sinful Past. A Sinful Past and the Prospects of Holiness. A sinful past and the past acts of holiness. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Now, sisters, in greater or less measure, we have all sinned, past tense. The only human person who did not have to go to confession was Our Lady. It has always been important to recognize that a sinful past is not an obstacle to holiness. Just because we have sinned in the past is no sign that we cannot become holy. But I believe it is especially important nowadays, because so many in the society in which we are living today have been immersed in sin, whether their own sin or the sins they have seen from infancy. We have tasted sin from our earliest years. We have all, in greater or less measure, committed sin. What then do we mean by a sinful past? We mean having committed anyone or all of the seven capital sins. All other sins are subdivisions of those seven. Regarding our attitude, and then how to deal with others who have had a sinful past. Now, sisters, I chose this. I bought enough sisters, enough manuscripts for speaking for a year. But I choose and pick. I understand you have had and or you will have responsibility for others. What should be our attitude and how to deal with others who have had a sinful past? First, let's be sure that God's providence does not exclude people who have sinned deeply, sin maybe for years. They are still under God's providence. And here is a very strange statement. Sin is part of the mysterious providence of God. God does not exclude sinful, even very sinful people from even high sanctity. Most sinners themselves have a more balanced idea of other sinners. It takes sinners to understand sinners. This, then, can be one of the liabilities or weaknesses if I can, so to speak,